What to watch next? The signals that will define September. As August closes, several threads carry the most consequential near-term implications. The Hormuz situation holds the fastest-moving market stakes. Any movement on the Oman transit framework is most likely to surface midweek, when diplomatic channels are historically most active, and a coming weekend can provide political cover for both sides to consolidate a position. The Trump-Kim summit speculation will intensify as the fall calendar fills in. The signal to watch is whether the State Department quietly restores diplomatic channel staffing that was drawn down after previous failed talks. On the domestic political side, John Ossoff's Georgia strategy is the experiment worth tracking most closely. If an anti-Trump Democrat can win a Trump-carried state by running directly at the president rather than away from him, it rewrites the Democratic playbook for 2028. Ramaswamy's spending problem in Ohio offers the inverse lesson. Money does not substitute for candidate fit, and Republicans who drew the wrong lessons from Trump's success will keep running into that ceiling. The Hope Florida investigation is worth following because relief fund scandals historically expand once prosecutors start pulling the thread. Kevin Warsh's Jackson Hole framing, AI as a factor of production, will generate the most sustained economic debate in the months ahead. If the Federal Reserve's committee begins incorporating AI productivity assumptions into its models, the practical result is a dovish shift in rate cut calculus dressed in academic language. Michael Burry's warning about concentration risk in the AI trade is worth keeping as a standing caveat, not as a prediction of imminent disaster, but as a reminder that the assumptions underlying the current infrastructure build-out are less stress-tested than most participants believe. One correction deserves explicit acknowledgement. A prior episode of this podcast described Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capabilities. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is a landlocked body of water thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. Stating something unverifiable without catching it is an error that only explicit acknowledgement can begin to repair. Epistemic accountability is not comfortable, but it is the only foundation on which trust is built.